I mean, I went through all that last summer. It was fun, but it's I'll be back.
You've already told him that too.
Yeah, I told Kurt last night.
That's so. Like
maybe we're talking a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. So that's unless word gets to me that I can get the max between now and July 1st from some other team.
The Russian guy likes you.
Yeah, Russian guy. Hey, you know what?
He's a new head coach in Philadelphia.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
So, do you have a feeling that you guys will get another shot together?
I think so. I think, it's not 100% sort of guaranteed, but I think that's the plan, and that's sort of plan A. If there's a plan A, that's the goal I think that everybody, everybody around wants. I mean, we really, as a unit, just had so much fun this year together, and everybody, I think, has said the same thing just about how magical and great it was and the camaraderie and all that. And to try to build on that would be wonderful. But, it's a business. And, I don't know. I don't know what the percentages or odds or what have you, but it certainly would be nice. And I think everyone's going to try to work hard to see that happen. But, we'll have to wait and see. I'll have to read Paul's column to find out what happens. Nah, I think, when you give it your all and you fight and you do things the right way, you can live with the results. And it's very rarely, though, when you fall short of the ultimate goal, can you still, still be satisfied. And I think knowing that we gave it our all and even fought to the end there and just came up short, I think we all can look in the mirror and say, we did the best job we could, and we did it the right way. So it's disappointing, but it doesn't take away from, what this organization and this team was able to do in a year. And going from, this time last year, not making the playoffs and unsure of, our future and whether guys would be here and guys' health and, where this team and what the future was of this team. I think this year showed that, the future is bright. There's a lot to look forward to. Things can be turned around. So I think we're all proud of that. We know now the expectations come and it'll be a little different going into next year, but I think we all can grab hold of what we accomplished this year and be very proud and very thankful and fortunate to have gone through this season. Why do we all, when we do interviews, we all talk so soft? But everybody. Amari does it. Steve does it. Like, I've just, but then when we talk normal, we're.
Hey, what's up?
So I'm going to talk normal the rest of the interview.
That's his off-season goal.
Would there be a different element about this next year because you were able to surprise everybody and sneak up on people and do the unexpected, but now there's a level that you've established? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, next year we're gonna be hunted. People are gonna come after us because of what we were able to accomplish this season, and so we have to be prepared for that. And we can't sneak up. We can't be the silent, assassins or teams that just surprise people all season.
He's looking over at you like you're nuts.
But no, I mean, we do have to. I think. I think it's tougher when you are, considered a good team. And I think, I think Steve made a great comment last night. I think we are a good team, and we kept, the feeling was we were overachieving and we were, some of the parts are greater than the whole, but we have good pieces and we are a good team. And, people have watched us and seen what we've done, and people are going to be, circling the calendars and preparing and wanting to get a win against the Suns next season. So, but I think we'll be better. I think we'll, the young guys will just come back. They'll continue to improve. I think this year's experience the playoff experience. I expect guys to come back and play better and to have this, you know, under their belt and to just understand what it's all about. I think we all have a better feel now, you know, why games in December and January are important. But just, you know, all that we went through, the good and the bad this year, will help prepare us for next season. And we have character guys who aren't going to sit on their behinds all summer, you know, and do nothing. But guys are going to get out and work and be ready when training camp starts next season.